Hello there, it's Gareth here with another episode of the Taking Care of Yourself podcast. Now, I listened to the first episode back and I sounded half asleep, so I'm going to try to sound less asleep on this one. Got to be honest, the first time I recorded that, or when I recorded that first podcast, the introduction, the first episode, it was very early in the morning. I just literally got out of bed. And the reason I recorded it so early, I want to share that with you, was I think it's quite funny. I'd spent the entire previous day trying to record that first episode. I'd spent 8 hours recording, re-recording, couldn't get my words out, kept falling over, getting all kind of tongue-tied. And I was chasing this getting this podcast done, and quite frankly, I struggled. I went to bed feeling a little bit battered, to be honest. Having set up all the kind of podcasting equipment and you know, the hard bit, the kind of, you know, the technology side, doing that relatively straightforwardly, and then finding myself struggling to actually say what I wanted to say, I knew I could say. So I ended up getting up the following morning and just battering it out. And after all that kind of initial kind of struggle and strife on the first day, it came off relatively straightforwardly, and I got the take done in one take. So I was pleased about that. So on this one, hopefully, I'll be a little bit more wide awake, and let's get into it anyway. You know, I'm starting to waffle. Don't want to be waffling on these podcasts. You'll not listen to them. So I talked about in the first episode, I introduced myself. I also introduced the principle of the care system in a very brief way. So I think, you know, if you've watched that one or listened to that one, should I say, and you now listen to this, it's because you want to know more about the care system. So we're going to start breaking down in the first few podcasts on this channel. I'm going to break down the components. We talked about them in the first one. I mentioned the four non-negotiables of achievement. The care system comes from remembering those four things. You remember the word care, you remember what they are. The clarity, the C, A, action, R, resilience, E, energy, care. Clarity, action, resilience, and energy. Very important we understand what these are, how they show up, and why they're important to us, why we need to know they're important to us. So anything you're doing in life, big or small, any challenge you're facing or anything, any goal you want to achieve, it always starts with clarity. Clarity is where everything starts. You have to become very clear on what you want. So I'll give you an example of doing that intro for me. I was clear I wanted an introduction that told you a little bit about me and a little bit about the care system. I was clear on that. The bottom line is I didn't really have proper clarity on it because I hadn't really kind of made any notes. I'd kind of just kind of do it kind of off the top of my head. And that's not always a good idea. We forget sometimes what we've said. Secondly, when you're doing something and you haven't got any notes, you tend to waffle. So you're not as kind of effective as you need to be because clarity was missing. So I'm very clear on this one. I'm very clear on this one on clarity of what I want to get across. And it's why we have to start with clarity, why clarity is so important. Now, again, you know, I don't know who you are if you're listening to this podcast. I don't know what challenge you're facing right now or what you're trying to achieve. But the fact of the matter is most people, and this, I'm afraid, is a generalization, but I find it to be true when I discuss it with people, it's when you ask them what they want, they'll give you a kind of a fairly mincy, is the right, I don't know, is that the right word, woolly answer. You know, what do you want to be? I want to be happy. You know, what do you want to be? I want to be rich. You know, what do you want to be? I want to be healthy. You know, okay, so you want to be wealthy, you want to be rich, you want to be happy. Okay, I get that. I get all those things. But what does that actually mean? What does it look like? Give me some more detail. And then they struggle. They struggle to give you the detail. So you know, I work with people that are looking to start businesses, and I'll say, well, what's your business idea? Well, you know, I want to start kind of getting my message out there to people. Okay, that's great, but what's your message? Well, it's, you know, it's how you can, you know, live a great life, and, you know, how I can help you do this, and how I can make you see things in a different way, and maybe then how I can use some of the products I developed, it's not clear. It's there's a lot of grey areas. It's very, very open to questioning, well, what does that actually mean? You have to be very clear when you're talking to other people what you mean. But more importantly, you have to be really clear to yourself. When you're talking to yourself, and let's be fair, we do that all the time in the way we think and thoughts go into our head, that we're very clear about what it is we're trying to achieve. So everything starts with clarity. If you've got no clarity, any other part of the care system won't work that effectively, because if you're not clear what you want, you can be taking a lot of action. But it might not be the right action. You can even be resilient when that action gets tough, but it might not be the right kind of action you're being resilient about. And you can have bags of energy, but all you find yourself doing every day is working really hard or pushing yourself really hard to find out when you wake up the next day you're in exactly the same place that you woke up the previous morning. So it's very important we get clear. So what I would always suggest to anybody who is new to personal development, and I'm going to make the assumption that a few of you are listening to this, because I want to encourage people who maybe wouldn't normally do personal development to listen to this podcast, because I think it's an easy way into personal development. And like anything else, when you're getting into something, whether it's something new you're trying as a hobby or a job or a new skill set you're taking on, you have to start with the basics. It's the same with personal development. You have to start at the very, very basics. You cannot expect, if you've never read a personal development book or you've never done any work with a personal development mentor or a coach, you can't expect to walk in and start understanding some of the terminology, starting to make sense of some of the things that we do in personal development, because it's too advanced for you. And that's not saying that there's anything you're thick. You're absolutely not. You're just not educated in that yet. So we're going to educate you slowly with this podcast. So if, you know, on the flip side of that, if you are into personal development, you've read all the books, you know all about it, then quite frankly, you know, some of this stuff's going to sound a little bit kind of like baby steps. But the fact is, if you listen to this podcast, it's because you are getting the results you want. So someone on the line, even if you think you know it all, you're maybe not deploying it as effectively as you could be. So we start off back to what this podcast is about. Let's get really clear where we are right now. I'll put it in this kind of simple way that might make sense to you. If you are going on a journey and you're on a trip, and let's assume you're driving a motor car. So if you sit in your car and somebody says, right, you can go for a drive. If I told you, I'll tell you what, I'll make it even easier. You'll understand this even easier. Imagine we were all stood in a point. We're in Wakefield. I live in Wakefield. We're in the town centre of Wakefield. We're near the Bull Ring, if you know where it is in Wakefield. If you don't, it's like a square in the town centre, a little bit of a fancy fountain there. If I was to stand everybody, 10 people in that area, and I said, right, walk now for 10 minutes and then call me on your mobile phone. And if I sent people off individually, you know, all together, so you can't follow each other, and I sent 10 people off, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that you would end up in 10 different places. You would all sit off and somebody would walk left, or somebody would go down the hill, somebody would go up the hill, somebody would turn right, somebody might go down here and through an alleyway. You would probably, or you could absolutely certainly, end up in 10 different places. Because I just told you to set off and walk. If I said, right, you're at the Bullring now, I want you to walk to the train station, then there's a pretty good chance that majority of those 10 people I set off would end up at the train station. Why? Because it's clear. I'll give you 2 points of reference. You know where you are and you know where you want to be. And on any journey, that's important, knowing where you are and where you want to be. You need 2 points of reference. So right now, what I would suggest you do is, if you are listening to this because you want to improve something in your life, what is it you want to improve? Let's get clear with that first. Let's get clear where you're starting. What's your starting point? Where are you starting from? And in some cases, people say, well, I've got so much stuff I need to do. You know, my fitness is really bad, and I've got a problem in my relationship at home, and my job's going all to tits. You know, and what do I do about the relationship I've got with my children? You know, and how do I get this resolved? Because I owe some people some money, and, you know, the banker wanting the mortgage payment. Whoa, steady on. You can have a lot of challenges right now. You can have a lot of goals right now. You might want to achieve a lot of things. Start off with the most important, the lowest, the one that's going to give you the biggest benefit, the biggest upside to your life. Now, for those of you who are old enough to remember video games, and most of you listening to this podcast probably will, you can remember the games when you used to have kind of zombies coming towards you, or in the games they have these days where there's kind of gangs of soldiers coming, they have to shoot them, their sons into all that. I think it's Call of Duty, whatever it is, anyway, Fortnite, I think it is now. That's Fortnite's the big thing. The question in them games is, which of those things do you shoot first? Which of the zombies coming towards you shoot first? Well, the answer, my friends, would be the one that's closest to you, because that's your biggest problem right now. And if you shoot the one nearest to you, there'll be another one appear that'll come a bit close and they'll start moving forward. But the fact is, deal with the one that's the biggest problem right now. So part of this clarity piece that I talk about when I'm working with people is to say, right, you might have lots of things you're challenged with. You might have lots of goals you're trying to achieve. But which one, if you achieved it, would have the biggest impact in a positive way on your life? So that's how you get clarity as to where you are. That makes sense? So we've got this clarity. We know where we are right now. So the second point of reference is, where do we need to go to? So part of this clarity bit in anything you're doing is knowing where you are, then knowing where you need to be. Now, clearly, I gave the example of when in Wakefield, you walk into the train station. You know that your end destination is the train station. It's very clear. Now, in challenges, you need to decide at what point you will say that challenge is overcome. So that's like your destination. That's like the train station for you. You need to know where you are, and then what does it look like when you've overcome it? So I'll give you an example of something I did last year, actually. I was I wanted to lose a little bit of weight. I'm not a big guy. I'm quite tall. I'm 6'1". I'm very slim. But I was weighing about 13 stone, and it felt heavy for me. I just felt like I was carrying too much weight. And I was aware that things I were doing, some of the stuff I was doing physically, like I did quite a lot of walking, I just felt sluggish. So I thought, you know, I need to lose some weight. Now, again, that wasn't very clear. I want to lose some weight. Well, how much weight? You know, 0.5 stone, 2 pounds, you know, 3 stone. What is it you want to lose? And looking at some of the kind of statistics and going back at times in my life when I was kind of had more energy, I realized I was always about 11 stone, 11 and a half stone when I was at my best. So I thought, right, so I was at 13 and 11. That's a big deal. You know, there's quite a lot of weight to lose there, 2 stone for somebody that only weighs 13. But I made that decision. I thought, I'm going to get down to 11 stone. That became the destination. So I was very clear where I was. I was 13 stone. I was very clear where I wanted to be. I wanted to be at 11 stone. Then I could then start to consider the steps in between. And the step is clearly, you know, you lose a pound, then 2 pound, then 3 pound, and so on and so forth. But because I knew a destination, I had an end game to this. So in your challenges you're facing right now, and again, you don't have to be specific about anything. It's any challenge you're facing. You know where you are, you know what the challenge is, and you know where you want to be, which is what will it look like when I've overcome that challenge. When this happens, when this thing that I've decided upon has happened, then I will be able to say that I have achieved, that I'm at my destination. That makes sense. Good. Now, again, the other thing that's important when we get clarity, and the one way to get real clarity, is to actually write that shit down. You know, you write down where you are right now and write down where you want to be. Very important you write this down. And this is a really simple part of a process. Just write it down on a piece of paper. You can write it down on your laptop, on you make a note on your phone, but you have to have it written down, because there's a power in writing things down. Back in 2016, I started to write down this care system. I started to put it down so I could understand it better. And in the end, that turned into a book. I ended up writing a book about that I published. But by writing it down, it gave me a lot more clarity on the clarity, if you like. So you're in a situation where you write something down, it becomes a lot stronger in your mind. You understand it in a better way. So you must write down where you are and where you want to be. And I wouldn't suggest you write a book about this. That's quite a long process in some cases. But you can certainly write down a couple of sentences as to where you are. And then write down, with your current understanding and your current knowledge, we'll talk about that a little bit later on, write down where you want to be. What is it that you want to achieve? And when you've achieved it, you've got to your destination. What will that look like? So again, don't make this massively complicated. It doesn't need to be at this time. Now, once you've got your clarity, that gives us, we can then move into the next step of taking action. We're not going to talk about action in this podcast. That's for the next podcast coming up. But what I will say is this is all about getting really clear. Now, there is one element I also throw into clarity, which I think is incredibly powerful. And it's something that I think sometimes people miss. They know what they want. That's great. But you should also really know why you want that thing that you want. Or why do you want it? So when people sort of say to me, it happens tendentially with, I do work sometimes with younger people in schools, and working with them, when I ask them a question, what do you want, they can sometimes tell me. Sometimes it's relatively clear, but they don't know why they want it. And they come up with very general ideas. They'll say things maybe like, you know, I want to be rich. Okay, that's some form of clarity, but it's not clear enough, because, you know, what does rich look like? Is that you've got £100 in your pocket, £1,000, £1,000,000? Well, what is the rich? Well, I want to be fit. Okay, well, what is fit? You know, you can walk to the end of the street, you can run a mile without stopping, you can run a marathon. What's fit? When they say they think they want something, you need to be clear as to why you want it. So let's say you want to be fit, you want to have wealth, you want to have a better relationship with your children or your partner. Okay, why do you want that? That would be the next thing I write. So you've got this piece of paper now, you should have written down as clearly as possible and as detailed, but not too detailed, what it is, where you are right now, where you want to be, so you know what it is you want. Then somewhere on that same piece of paper, I would write down why it is you want that. You've got to have a big why. And I'm going to explain why you need the why here. So the reason you need the why is this. When we set out to do something and we're challenged, we have this initial thought when we start to take something on, especially if this is around fitness. You see that every year around kind of January the 1st, when people hit the gyms, or January the 2nd. And onwards, they start the New Year's resolution. And they're very excited about achieving that thing. They've written down, maybe even written down what they've wanted. So they're clear what they want to some degree. But then it starts to get tough. And when it gets tough, we will find, as human beings, it's human nature to do things easy. It's not that you're lazy. So see, people say you're lazy, you know. It's not that you're lazy. As human beings, we were designed as a species to do things in the most effective way, to conserve energy. You know, we will always look for the easy way out because that's just how it's in our nature. Now, you can work through that and you can push through that. And what will push you in many cases when it gets tough is knowing why you want to do it. So as well as getting clear where you are, where you want to be, it's very important you get clear as to why you want to be where you want to be, because that why is what pushes you on. And when I was doing my training in the coaching world and doing my NLP work, I read a book, and it's a fantastic book. And if you're into reading, you may have read this book. If you're not into reading, it's really a book you want to consider maybe having a look at, because it's a very, very powerful book. Even if you're not into personal development, this is kind of a book that's about hope and man, people overcoming certain things. And it was called A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And this was a book that was written by a guy called Viktor Frankl, who was a Holocaust survivor. He went through the Holocaust in World War II, and he was in a German concentration camp. And there's elements of the book which are very, very powerful and sad, especially if you're in an age where you don't know a great deal about the World War and what went on, and we hear this, you know, you see the stories, you know, the World War. You can kind of almost say it like it wasn't a big deal. Well, it was a fucking huge deal, let's be quite honest. And when you read this book, it's talking about a guy that spent time in those environments, and he was really, he did a lot of work around why some people survived these atrocities and survived these experiences, and other people just gave up. And what he found is that the people who were the ones that pushed through, the ones that survived, the ones that made it, are the ones that had a why for doing it. They had a big why. So, and I don't exactly know the term. In fact, I should know the terminology, but I'm going to put it in my words. But he said something similar to this. He said, if a man, and it could be man, woman, it doesn't matter, but let's say a person, if somebody, that's better, somebody sounds nicer than person, if somebody has a big enough why to do something, they'll go through any kind of how to get there. I repeat that. If somebody has a big enough why to do something, they'll go through any kind of how to get there. So what he's saying there, and what I believe is true, and it's something certainly I can say is true for me and my experiences, if you have a big why, it will push you on when it gets tough. Because you'll go back and you'll say, well, why am I doing this? Right, you'll know why. So when you're at the gym working out and it gets tiring, you say, why am I at this gym on this exercise bike? Why am I lifting these weights? Right, why is this? That's why you're doing it. You know, I'm putting up with this nonsense again with my kids. I'm trying really hard, but they're not giving me any kind of slack, you know, and it's still tough and it's not improving. Why am I doing this? You'll know why you're doing this. If you're in business and your days are tough and you've got long days, you've got to drive somewhere to a meeting to try to do a deal, or you know, you're having to deal with some nonsense and trying to chase people for kind of some work that you were promised. You think, why am I doing all this? This is adequate. Why am I doing this? You'll know why you're doing this. So having this why, this big why, is really important. So what I always start when I'm working with anybody, when I'm doing anything myself in my own life, and I'm aware I need to have a bit of a plan around this and start to work on, you know, achieving something, I will write down with clarity where I am. I will write down the clarity of where I want to be, and then I'll write down the why for doing that. And they become my points of reference in the starting off period of this challenge or this goal I'm trying to achieve. Because these can change. Because what it might be is you might find that your why is not big enough. You know, you might just think, well, the why is big enough, so you have to change that. You can change all these things. You can't change where you are, because where you are is where you are. That's just fact. And don't delude yourself into where you are. Don't kind of make it sound like, you know, you're not where you are. Decide where you are. Don't kid people. You know, if you are brand new, starting something out, there's no purpose at all in saying, well, I'm doing quite well at this. Don't kid yourself. You got to be true to yourself on this. This is something I learned when I was going through my battles and challenges with alcohol addiction. All you're kidding is kidding yourself. You're not kidding anybody else. You're kidding yourself if you're telling people lies. So I used to lie about the fact I'd been drinking. No, I haven't been drinking. I touched a drop. But I had been. Or I'd say, well, I'm doing really good. I'm not struggling at all. When I was. And the only person I was kidding was myself, and it was holding me back. You have to be completely clear where you are right now. Be honest, be truthful where you are, than where you want to be. And then the why. And if your why isn't big enough, you can adjust it, because you can go back and say, well, you know, the why I wanted to get fit, oh, so I could, you know, put a set of Speedos on and look good on the beach, that maybe wasn't a big enough why. I'll give you my why for fitness, shall I? And this will make it a bit clearer. when I started to get into going into the gym and getting into shape, it started in about 2008, sorry, and my father died. Now, you know, my dad was not an old man when he died. He was in his 60s, and in this day and age, that's not old. And he just died. He had a heart attack. He just didn't wake up one Sunday morning. And, you know, this was a difficult time because if anybody's experienced this, just sudden death is quite a strange thing. When people are poorly, and I have experienced relatives being poorly and then dying, we expected them to die, that we knew they were coming to the end of their life. There was some element of preparation for that. But sudden death, unexpected death, is a different thing. All of a sudden, one morning, they're there, next day, they're not. It's quite a weird thing to get your head around. So it was a difficult time for the family. And for me personally, I thought, you know, I tried to look at the kind of side to it. Well, what did my dad teach me? What did I learn from my dad's life? I wanted to celebrate his life. And I could celebrate a lot of things about my father. I could celebrate a lot. There were a lot of things he did very well. But the one thing he didn't do particularly well was take care of his physical body. He was a very big man. He had a lot of weight carried. You know, he was a very, very, he loved his food. And in the end, it was his kind of lifestyle that killed him. His arteries just clogged up and they stopped. So I made this decision to get into shape, not because I wanted to look great in a pair of swimming trunks, or I wanted a six-pack, or I wanted big arms. You know, they would have been byproducts of the work I was doing. But the primary reason for me getting into shape then, as it is now, is longevity. I want to be around for a long period of time. I want to be as healthy and physically fit as I possibly can be. Now, I cannot maybe influence outside factors and, you know, things that come along and illnesses that we get, and you think, well, you know, I don't know how I got that. In a lot of cases, a lot of the illnesses and debilitating things we have in life physically come because of lifestyle choices. So I made the decision that I wanted to eat properly and train and work out so I would not die at 65. I did not want to have that situation where that my lifestyle caused my demise. That's where I'm at with that. So that's my why. My why is so I go to the gym and work out. So when it gets tough at the gym and I don't want that extra 10 minutes on the exercise bike, or I don't want them extra 15, 20 reps with the weight bar, I say, why are you doing this? Well, why am I here? You're doing this, Garth, because you want to live a strong, healthy life. So you're here to help your family for as long as physically possible. And that's a bigger why. That's a bigger why than I want to look good in swimming trunks. Because what we do is when we've got a little wife, we start to do deals with ourselves. So, well, you know, okay, I'm going to only twice a year, and, you know, I won't be the fattest person on the beach, and I'm sure I won't look that bad, and I can put a t-shirt on. We start to kid ourselves because it doesn't have a lot of meaning to us, does that why? But a big why, a personal, a powerful why, will push you on when things get tough. And it's important you have that because every challenge you face will have some element of times in it when it will get difficult. The bigger your challenges, the bigger the kind of moments will come up of doubt, self-doubt that you need to push through, then you need the why for that. So we've talked about clarity through this. Very important that you get clear where you are. 2 points of reference, where you are now, where you want to be. That's your clarity. Write it down with some detail, but too much detail. That will come further in the process. And then why you want to do it. So if you are brand new to personal development and you are facing challenges, which one to deal with first? You deal with the one that's going to have the biggest positive impact on your life. Decide what that is and then write down what that is. So that's where you are. That's where you stand. Well, that's my challenge. And then decide what it will look like when you've overcome that challenge. And then finally, on the same piece of paper, the same 4 piece of paper, I will write somewhere on there the why you're doing this and make that why powerful and personal. Now, you can write that down on paper. You can keep that paper with you and carry it around. So you always want to have reference to this. You need to keep going back. That's why I've written it down, because we're going to start looking at this. You should be looking at this on a daily basis. You've got to always know where you are. Always know what you're going through. And just have it in your head and say, yeah, I know where I want to be and I think I know what my why is. Thinking is not good enough. It has to be written down. Power when we write it down. So I used to write things down and I'd carry them in my wallet. And when I wrote them down, carry my wallet, I would look at it on a regular basis. Now, I didn't initially start doing that. I'd forget, you know, I'd forget 2 or 3 days and I'd look back and think, oh, I've not really moved forward with that challenge. Why? Because you've got to keep it in front of you. You've got to keep reminding yourself of what your challenge is. Now, some challenges will be obvious, especially if they are health related or relationship related. So it's very important we remind ourselves of the challenges and what we need to do, as in what it'll look like when we overcome it. And I nearly said what we need to do. Well, that's action. And that's the next podcast. I nearly snuck on there. I've got this habit of jumping forward. I'm not going to do that. Pull that back. You know, we'll talk about actually the next podcast. So you need to come back on this next podcast. If you want to know what to do next, that's what it's going to be about. We're going to talk about action in the next podcast. So I hope I've explained that a little bit. And again, as I go along with these podcasts, there'll be a lot of repetition. because repetition is important. It's important to keep reminding you of the things we need to do in order to achieve things. This system of mine, as I say, only four areas: clarity, action, resilience, and energy. You know, that's four podcasts. Podcast over? No. You know, once I've talked about what the elements are, we can start to look at how they show up in your life. We can start to look at how we develop them. And crucially, I want to be able to talk to other people about times that they have shown clarity and how it worked for them, how they've taken action, the resilience now they built it, and also how they top their energy levels up. So right now, if you're listening to this and you've liked what you hear about clarity, you know, maybe you've got something you'd like to share about how clarity changed your life, how getting really clear on what you wanted, what it would look like when you got there, clear why you wanted it. If you've got this already and you've done something like this, I'd like to hear from you, because you know, I'm looking for people to come on these podcasts. And I'm not looking for celebrities. You know, everyone's doing that. My stuff is for everybody. That's the whole purpose of what I'm doing this. I'm clear on what I want. I want my care system to be accessible to everybody, regardless of your position in life financially, because a lot of coaches will work with you if you've got money. And yes, I do work with people and charge for that time. I have products, like I have a book on the care system which people can buy. But sometimes that's not always possible. People don't always have access to that. So I want to make sure this is available. That's why the podcast being free are perfect for me, because it means you've no excuse to start listening to some of this stuff that's very straightforward, that's very simple, that's very accessible and very doable, and get off and do that stuff. But you have to do the work. So hopefully you understand a bit more about clarity after this podcast, and we're going to go into the next podcast, which we'll be going to talk about action. So now you've got the clarity as to where you are, where you want to be, and why you want to be there. You know, that's great, but you've got to do something about that, and that's what I'm going to talk about in the next podcast. So thank you for listening. You know, if you want to subscribe, you can, you know, where you listen to this, because I'm on a lot of different podcasting platforms, but you can certainly subscribe, then you'll get a notification of new episodes. You can also contact me if you need to through my website, which is garethboot.com. You go on there, there's a contact page. Any questions at all about what I've talked about in this podcast, or if you want your opinion, let me know. And as I say, I think I mentioned this in the first podcast, but I've got a new Facebook page coming, which I'm quite excited about. That'll be up in some point in August, and you'll be able to go like the Facebook page, and you'll find me there under Gareth Boot, Taking Care of Yourself. If you search that on Facebook, I'm sure my page will appear. So thank you for listening. It's been great to talk to you, and I hope, unlike the first podcast, I had a little bit more energy in this one, because I'm a little bit more awake. So until the next time and the next episode, you take care.